Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast from Monday through Friday, where we encourage you to come and study the Bible with us. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and your host is Pastor Rick DeMichael. This week, we're airing a message entitled, Can You Lose It? And in this message, the preacher will guide us through the Bible for the discussion of whether or not we can lose our salvation. In other words, once I receive Christ as my Savior, is there anything that can cause me to lose my place in heaven? We trust you will find this series an encouraging, Bible-based look at the security that the believer has in Jesus Christ. And we also pray that today's message will be a blessing to you. If you'd like to hear today's message again or other messages by Pastor DeMichael, please stay tuned until the end of today's program for more information. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
Let's pray. Father, guide us and direct us in our thoughts. Help me to say that only which is edifying and will be a blessing to your people. But also, Father, there may be somebody lost here in this building or looking in live stream, that this doctrine will bring them to look at Christ afresh and anew and understand that the grace of God is their only hope, and it's such a rich and blessed hope. Father, please use your word now as I would attempt to get out of the way as I preach in Christ's name. Amen. Can you lose it? Can you lose it? You know, take your Bibles and go to Psalm chapter 27. I was going to say Romans chapter 27. You find that, I want you to show that to me in the foyer after the service. Psalm chapter 27. And we're going to learn some Bible this morning. And like I said, if you know these things, ask yourself the question, can I teach these things? So review will be good for you. Psalm 27 in verse 13. David says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. When I look at that verse, I think of the security of the believer. I think of how many things we go through in the Christian life, many dangers, toils, and snares I have already come. And there have been times where I might have fainted. I might have gotten off track. I might have given up through discouragement, except I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Isn't it good to know that no matter what happens, you're going to make it? Little girl told her family one time, she says, the Bible is my favorite book because God's people live happily ever after. One of our kids, I can't remember which one it was, but we'd sing Trust and Obey, and they would sing Trust and Okay. Folks, that's as a result of knowing that my salvation is in God's hands. Religious folks say it's by works, or is it by grace? Some say you got to live it. Others say you ought to live it. Some say, can you lose it? Some say you can't lose it. So we're going to talk about it this morning and ask ourselves a question, can you lose it? We're not going to look at feelings or opinions, but let's take a look at God's book. First of all, let's go to 1 John chapter 5. And the first question we have to answer is, what is it? What is it? If we're talking about it, let's make sure we understand what it is. 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 12. I want you to notice something in verse 12. Every word is single syllable. You know, there are some things in the Bible that are a little complicated and for me, frankly, a little hard to understand. But I'm glad this morning that salvation is not one of those things. I'm glad that salvation is simple enough that a five-year-old child can understand it, and yet profound enough to confound the greatest brainiac that ever lived. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Verse 12, the Bible says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Very simple. You either have Christ or you don't. You either have Christ or you don't. Then look at verse 13. He says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may, what's the next word there? Know that ye have eternal life, present possession, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Eternal life is a present possession. Someone was once asked, are you saved? And they said, well, I hope so. I try to be. I do the best I can. Well, are you married? I hope so. I try to be. I do the best I can. Your spouse wouldn't like that answer. And folks, you're either saved or you're not. And it's not a matter of your effort. It's a matter of whether you have Christ or don't have Christ. Notice verse 13, we have a no-so salvation. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. It's a present possession. We are being told in verse 13 that eternal life is a present possession. When I grew up in religion, I had the idea, and most people I knew had the same idea in religion, that, you know, you just go along through life, do the best you can, then get to the judgment. God puts your good works on one side, your bad works on the other, and hope the scales tip toward your good works. And then you'll know then. But the Bible says you can have eternal life now. It's not something God doles out at the judgment. It's something we can have now. Now think about it for a second. It's eternal life. If it's eternal and you could lose it, then eternal doesn't mean eternal. If I have eternal life now and I lose it, then it was never eternal to start with. The other possibility is I never had it. A preacher down south said one time, someone asked me if I'd go to hell if I smoked. He said, you won't go to hell if you smoke. He said, bless God, but you'll smell like you've been there. He said, if you can lose your salvation this morning, then let me say this to you. Trade what you've got in for what God offers. Because you've got something temporary if you can lose it. So what is it? It's eternal life and it's a present possession. Number two, how do you get it? Let's stay right here where we're at in verses 12 and 13. Look at verse 12. He that hath the Son hath life. The Bible says in him was life and the life was the light of man. John chapter 1 verse 4. But verse 13 says we receive Christ, we get eternal life by believing. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Take your Bibles and turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. I know these are simple concepts, but it's amazing. You remember Paul was concerned that Satan had blinded the minds of the Corinthian believers concerning the simplicity that's in Christ. And it's not God that complicates things and makes it hard. John chapter 1 and verse 11. He came unto his own, Christ. He came to the Jews. And his own what? Received him not. They rejected him. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Now you say, preacher, how do I receive Christ? How do I receive Christ? As a Roman Catholic growing up, we were taught in catechism that we receive Christ by going to communion. They had taken the ordinance and turned it into a sacrament. That's not what the Bible teaches. Take a look at this here. He says, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that what? Believe on his name. That's how you get salvation. You believe on Christ. Believe is synonymous in the New Testament with receive. It's not intellectual assent to Jesus Christ, the historical figure. It's heartfelt trust. Just like all of you are sitting in this chair this morning, you are trusting in that chair to hold you up. There's no need for you to hang on or tense up your leg muscles. That chair will hold you up. When you trust Christ, you are trusting him to hold you up. Many years ago, the great tightrope walker Blondin was walking across a tightrope across the Niagara Falls. And he had gone across and back, and there was a large crowd amazed at such a feat of daring and courage. And so he said to the crowd, he said, how many of you believe I could put you on my back and take you across? And most people raised their hand. And he pointed to a grown man and he said, you, sir, come, get on my back. And the guy decided that wasn't such a good idea. It's one thing to say, I believe Christ will save me. It's another thing to abandon religion, abandon self-effort and self-works, and to trust in him fully and put your case completely in his hands. There's a great big difference between knowing about somebody for a long time and actually meeting them. Peter says, the just for the unjust. Christ suffered for us, the just for the unjust, to pay for our sins. And the Bible tells us to receive him. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Folks, if we're saved by grace through faith, then we are kept by the same. Otherwise, we take amazing grace and turn it into a floating opportunity. Otherwise, constantly abiding turns into constantly deciding. And think of it for a second, folks. If I lost my salvation, I've been born again. Then I'd have to be unborn and then reborn again. And then if I lost it again, well, you get the idea. And so maybe Jesus should have said, you must be born again, 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 again. But he didn't say that. He said, you must be born again. One new birth.
We want to thank you for joining us today for Treasures of Truth. And it is our hope and prayer that today's program was truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message entitled, Can You Lose It? By Pastor Rick DeMichael. And in this week's lessons, Pastor DeMichael gave us biblically based reasons why someone who truly believes in the finished work of Jesus Christ as the payment for their sins can never lose that great gift. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one who purchased us, and he is the one that will keep our salvation for all eternity. But if you don't know for sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior, then we encourage you to contact the offices of Treasure Valley Baptist Church, and we will gladly help in any way we can. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, if you'd like to hear this or other messages by Pastor DeMichael, please feel free to visit our website at tvbc.org. That's tvbc.org. You can also visit our YouTube page and follow us on Facebook for more information. Our bookstore is also open to the public on Tuesdays from 10:30 to 4:30, as well as Wednesdays from 8:30 to 4:30. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and we would love for you to come join us in our services, which begin with Sunday school at 9:30, followed by the morning service at 10:45. We also have a Sunday evening service at 5:45, and of course, all of the services have fully staffed nurseries available for young children, as well as interactive and exciting programs for all ages, including junior high, high school, and college age groups. And don't forget our Wednesday night service at 7 o'clock, which has the Master's Club program during the school year for the kids, and a Bible study at the same time for the adults over in the main auditorium. We hope to see you soon at Treasure Valley Baptist Church, and may God bless you.